Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. The daf starts with a discussion of the Shakla V'Tarya, the back and forth in the Mishnah and in the Braisa between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. That Reb Meir says that Ha'imer Tein Shtar Shichur Zeh La'Avdi Im Ratza Lachzar Yachzar, because Shichur is a Chayiv for the Eved, and the Chachamim hold Im Ratza Lachzar Einoi Chayzer, because Shichur is considered a Schus for the Eved, and Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. And the Gemara says that Reb Meir responded to the Chachamim and said that if the person was an Eved of a Kayin, it's a Chayiv if he goes free, because now he's going to be mafsid the rights to eat Truma. And the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amalahu, that Reb Meir l'chayre has a good taina to the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim answer back? And the Gemara says that that's the lashon of the Chachamim in the Mishnah when they answer Reb Meir and say, Mipnei shehu kinyanai. And the explanation is that since the reason that he could eat Truma is because he's the kinyan of the Adain, therefore if the Adain wants, so he could have just sold him to a Yisrael, even though the Eved could run away and you wouldn't be able to give him the Shtar Shichur, to force the Shtar Shichur into his Dalet Amos, but you could sell the Eved to a Yisrael, and thereby making him ineligible to eat Truma. And Memela, that a schus to eat truma was never guaranteed in the first place, and therefore the shichur would not be a chayiv because of that cheshbon. L'chayra, the Gemara does not explain what Reb Meir would answer back to that response. L'chayra, shapir ka'amru lei. L'chayra, now it's klar with the Rabbanan answer to Reb Meir, mipnei shu kinyanai. And the Gemara leaves that without explaining why Reb Meir doesn't hold of that answer, mipnei shu kinyanai. Al derech hapshat, you could say, based on the bottom Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Shavikle, that Tosfos says that the mashmas of the Gemara is that if the Eved does run away, then he'll still be eligible to eat Truma if he was the Eved of a Kayin. And Tosfos asks, L'chayra, we should be Chayshish. Maybe the Adain sold him to a Yisrael and therefore asked the Eved from eating Truma. And Tosfos says, V'yesh loymar deloy shchiach sheyikneu Yisrael mayachar shebarach. It's not shchiach that you'll find someone to buy this Eved Kanani who ran away. The only reason someone would buy him is on the chance that maybe he'll be found, so then he'll be able to be meshabed this Eved. But it's hard to find someone who's going to buy an Eved Shebarach. If Tosis's Metzias is correct that it's not shchiach, it could be that's why the Reb Meir did not want to accept the Svar of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that it's not guaranteed the Achilas Truma, because you could sell him after all to a Yisrael. It could be Reb Meir hold that since it's not shchiach that you'll find the Yisrael who will be willing to buy him, therefore it is considered guaranteed that he's going to eat the Truma, and therefore it would be considered a chayiv if you are zeicha for this eved, the shichur, because then you'll be mafsid him the schus to eat truma if he was the eved of a kayin. However, the Rashash and Rabitzel Aponovicher and the Zeicher Yitzchak Simen Lamed come up with a mechudish tikka pshat, an explanation, a gishmak pshat, why Reb Meir did not agree to the tain of the Chachamim. And that is because the Chachamim's tain is l'chayra tzarech bir. When the Chachamim say that it's possible to sell the Eved to a Yisrael, we know the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amud Aleph and in a number of other places, that if something is stolen from you, someone who owns something but it is stolen from him, he can't be makdish that chayfetz. The gazlan can't be makdish that chayfetz, but the nigzal can't be makdish that chayfetz either. Zeh mipnei she'ena shaloi, v'zeh mipnei she'ena bishusai. The gazlan can't be makdish because it's not his, and the nigzal, the one who really owns it, can't be makdish it either, because since it was stolen from him, it's ena bishusai. If that's the case, we see that in order to make a transaction, something has to be shaloi and bishusai. So l'chayra over here, if the Eved ran away, even if the Eved still, by right, is owned by this Adain, but it's ain't a b'shusay, the Eved ran away, it's not b'shusay. So if it's not b'shusay, how could he go ahead and sell this Eved to a Yisrael, like the Gemara says, that he could be shakil arba azuzi mi Yisrael, and sell it to a Yisrael? L'chayra, he can't do a sale on this Eved b'chlal, because if it's an Eved shebarach, it's ain't a b'shusay. Bishlama, if we would hold like the Shitas Yachid of the Rashba there in Bava Kama Daf Ayin and in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis as well, says that that's a Yesoid specifically by Hegdish, that you can't be Makdish a Dover She'ena Bishusai. But when it comes to Mechira, to selling, you could sell something that's Eina Bishusai. Of course, you can't sell something that's Eina Shaloi, but that din that it says there that a Nigzal can't be Makdish something Mepnei She'ena Bishusai is unique to Hegdish. But a Mechira you could do even by a Dover She'ena Bishusai. Then I could understand how this Adoin could sell the Eved since it's Shalai, even though it's Eina Bishusai. But if you hold like most Rishonim that argue on this Rashba and hold that the Gemara's Klal by Hegdish applies to Mechira as well, a person can't sell something that's Eina Shalai and he even can't sell something that's Eina Bishusai. So how do we understand the sale of this Eved, that the Adoin could sell this Eved to another Yisrael, to a Yisrael, and therefore making him ineligible to eat truma, l'chayre, he can't sell this Eved because it's Eina B'shusai. On that, says the Rashash and the Zecher Yitzchak as well, that since we have a klal that avda kimekarkoi, that an Eved is like karka, therefore it is considered B'shusai. Just like when the karka is considered B'shusai even if it's stolen, but the karka B'shus Bailim Oimdim, and therefore and therefore you are able to be meicher and to be makdish the karka because it's considered bishusai. In eved, even in eved shabarach, is considered bishusai. However, the achrayim bring that's a gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Vava Midbeis, that the maskan of the gemara is that it's a machloikas about this whether avda is kemakarkoi in this aspect, that therefore it's considered bishusai. Says the Rashash and the Zecher Yitzchok that it's mefurish in that Gemara Bava Kama lemaskana that it's a machloikas Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The Reb Meir hold avda is kemetalteli, even though eved is hukash to karka, but lagabi this inyan, since he could run away, not like karka that's stationary, therefore it has a din kemetalteli and it's considered eina b'shusai. Only the Chachamim who argue on Reb Meir hold that avda kemekarkoi. If that's the case, says the Rashash and the Zecher Yitzchok as well, that the Tanoim are going l'shitasam. That the reason that Reb Meir doesn't agree to Mipnei Shehu Kinyanai is because Reb Meir holds that when an Eved runs away, it becomes Eina B'shusai, because Reb Meir L'shitasai that he holds Avda Kimetalteli, and therefore it wouldn't help to sell him to Yisrael. Mimela, his rights in the Truma is guaranteed, and it's a Chayiv in order for him to go free. The Shichur then becomes a Chayiv to him. The reason that the Chachamim argue in Reb Meir is because the Chachamim are going L'shitasam. The Chachamim of Reb Meir hold there in Bava Kama that avda is kemekarki, and therefore mipnei shehu kinyanai is a good response, because if the Adoin wants, he could sell him to a Yisrael, because even an Eved that runs away and it's Eina B'shusai, but avda kemekarki, and therefore it is considered B'shusai and he could sell. It comes out then that this machloikas, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, even though the Gemara leaves it mipnei shehu kinyanai, that the Chachamim have the last word, the Gemara doesn't have to explain that Reb Meir doesn't agree to that, because Reb Meir holds that it's not shchiach that you'll find someone to buy this Eved, like we explained before. It's because Reb Meir goes l'shitasai that there's no such option to sell an Eved that ran away, because an Eved that ran away is kemetalteli, and therefore since it's Eina B'shusai, you're not able to sell it to Yisrael. Memela, his rights in the Truma was guaranteed, and therefore Reb Meir holds that it's a chayiv to be zoicha the shichur for the Eved, because then he is losing his rights in the Truma if he was an Eved of a Kayin. The Mishnah says that if a person says tenu get zeh l'ishti or shtar shichur zeh l'avdi and then he dies, lo yitnu la'achar misa. Rashi says that in the case of shtar shichur, we are not referring to a case where the adain actually put the shtar shichur in the hands of the shliach. Lafichach lo nechelku chachamim bedavar lo yimar shemishah rishayna zocha lo hashliach le'eved liyos meshuchur. Therefore, the Chachamim don't argue on this Mishnah and say that the Shliach is Zoicha right away for the Eved to be Meshuchar. Rashi is bothered by a question that L'chayra we had in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, two shitas whether Shichur is a Chayiv or a Schus for the Eved. So Bishlamo, according to Reb Meir, that says that it's a Chayiv for the Eved, so then we understand why over here, Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa, because the Shichur was not yet Chal in the hands of the Shliach. And therefore, if the Adoin dies, lo yitnu la'achar misa. But according to the Chachamim hold that it's a schus for an Eved to be Meshuchar. Therefore, if we're talking about a case that the Adoin put it in the hands of the Shliach, then the Shliach would be zoicha the Cheirus already for the Eved. And if the Shichur is already Chal, then you wouldn't say lo yitnu la'acham isa. So why didn't the Chachamim argue on this Mishnah? And even though we know that Stam Mishnah is Remeir, Rashi held it was a doichik to say that this Mishnah is only going like Remeir and not like the Chachamim that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah Mamish. Therefore, Rashi says that it's muchach that the Chachamim agree to this Mishnah, and therefore it must be talking about Shaloi Misaram liyara shliach, that you didn't hand the Shtar Shichur into the hands of the Shliach. Rashi on Daf Tes Amid Beis is bothered with the same question. Yet Rashi says over there a different answer to the question. Rashi says on Daf Tes Amid Beis that the Chachamim are moide that in this case lo yitnu la'achamisa, even though we're talking about that it was handed into the hands of the shliach, because this that the Chachamim hold that it's a schus and the shliach could be zoiche on behalf of the Eved, is only lahachi zacha bei deloi matzi lemihader. He's zoiche in this aspect that now the Adain can't be chayzer anymore. However, moidu rabbanon, the rabbanon agree the kolkama deloi mata gita liyad deloi have a mishuchar. And as long as the shtar shichur doesn't actually reach the hands of the Eved, the shichur does not take effect, and therefore since the Adain died first, so suloi havi shichurei shichur, then it's not a good shichur. In other words, Rashi is saying that we are talking about where it is in the hands of the shliach, but even so, the shichur is not chal. I, the Chachamim, hold it's a schus. It's only a schus b'negeah to that we say that now the Adain can't be chayzer, but the actual chalois shichur did not take effect yet, and therefore, lo yitnu la'achamisa. Toisis and Aftesa Medbeis, Dibur Hamaschel, lo yitnu la'achamisa, is very bothered by Rashi's pshat and says, Udvar tema pirushai, the pshat of Rashi and Aftes is a dvar tema, because if it's a schus, so pshita de zoicha la'alter. It's pashit that he'll be zoicha the chayrus right away la'alter. Since we say tankischi, and Tosis points out that Rashi himself was chayzer, because Rashi in our Mishnah here on Daf Yud Gimel says that we're not talking about where the shtar shichur was handed into the hands of the shliach gufa for this reason, because if it would be into the hands of the shliach, it would be a full zechus for the eved, and therefore the shichur would take effect, and we would not say lo yitnu la'achamisa. Tosis over here, Dibur HaMaschel HaOmer, goes l'shitasam that he does not like Rashi's teretz on Daftes, and therefore Tosis says that the only way we could reconcile this Mishnah is to say that it's going like Shitas Reb Meir, that shichur for an eved is a choiv and not a schus, or like Rashi says here, that it's loy masr miyad liyad, and Tosis's lashon is that he did not give the shtar shichur miyad liyad, elamar ehuloi, he shows him the shtar shichur, umitzava litnoi, and he commands him to go give it to the Eved, v'huloi not liyad achamisa, and the shliach did not actually pick it up until after the Adon died. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, and the Ktzais HaChoshen, and Simen Kuf Chafei, Sivkot and Dalet, are bothered with what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the case in our Mishnah is that he's not handing it miyad liyad, rather it's sitting on the table, and he tells the shliach, go give the shtar to my eved, and the shliach didn't get around to taking it until the undine died. But it's mashma from the Tosfos, says Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ktzais, that if the shliach picked it up right away while the undine was still alive, and then he went and gave it to the eved, then that would be good. And that's a pella, because the Gemara says later on that there's a chisaron by get if there's not a maisa nesina miyadoi liyado. So we say it's a chisaron of tli gitech me'al gabi karka. If he tells her or her shliach to go pick up the get me'al gabi karka, it's no good. That's what it says in the Gemara later on Daf Chof Dalet Amar Aleph, and again on Daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. So Zokr B'Kiva Eger and the Ktzais HaChoshen by a shtar shichur, it should l'chara be the same thing. The rules of a shtar shichur are learnt out from the rules of Gittin, and therefore there should be a problem of tli gitech me'al gabi karka. Therefore, if Tosfos says that the case is where it's al gabi karka, there's not an asina miyad liyad, and the lashon of Tosfos is mashma clearly that the only problem is because the shliach didn't pick it up until the adon died. It's mashma that if the adon was still alive and it wasn't la'achar misa, then it would be a good chalois shichur. L'chayr it's a pella, because if he tells the eved to pick it up from the table and the eved picks it up, then it should be a chisaron. Or if he tells the shliach to pick it up from the table, it should be a chisaron of tli gitech me'al gabi karka. And we mentioned in the shiurim on Daf Yud, and again on Daf Yud Aleph, that there's a big machloikes rishonim and poiskim whether taka this psul of tli gitech me'al gabi karka applies by shtar shichur as well. And we mentioned that the nesivas and the Torah's gitin on Daf Tes Amid Beis, And I saw that it's the Nesivus over here as well on the Torah's Gittin in our Sugya. He's Mechiach from our Tosfos. And in his Sefer, the Nesivus Simikuf Pehei, Sivkatan Aleph, the Nesivus in all three places brings that from our Tosfos, it's Taka Muchach, that this Chisaron of Kligitech Melgabe Karka is only by Gerushin and not by Shtar Shechur. According to the Paiskim and Rishonim that say that even by a Shtar Shechur, there's a Chisaron of Kligitech Melgabe Karka, they will not be able to say like our Tosfos. But our Tosfos that says that it's talking about Shaloi Masram Liad Liad, and still the whole Chisaron is because he didn't pick it up until Achamisa, it's Mashma that if he picked it up while the Adin was still alive, then it would be a good Chaloi Shechur. That L'chayra is Muchach, like the Nesiva says, that Tosfos holds that there is no Chisaron of Kligitech Melgabe Karka when it comes to a Shtar Shechur. The Rif on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Daf Hei Arif says a famous piece where he says like Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis and is never choizer from that. The Rif seems to hold that that is the Pshat in our Mishnah. The Rif says that when it says in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that the Chachamim hold that Shechur is a Schus and therefore if you give it Liyad HaShliach, that a shliach is zoicha, the shechur for the eved, the chachamim hold that the odin can't be chayzer by. The Rif says, v'hani mili l'chazara, the loy matzi rabbi l'mehader bay, that the whole din that it's a schus is nageya, that the odin can't be chayzer. Aval avda loy nafik l'cheirus, ad demati gita l'yadei. The eved does not actually go to cheirus. The shechur does not take effect until the shtar shechur gets to the hands of the eved, not to the hands of the shliach who was zoicha for him, until it actually gets to the hands of the Eved. And his makar is from our Mishnah. The Tanana Oimer Tanu get Zela Ishti and Shtar Shechur Zela Avdi Umeis Lo Yitnu Lachamisa. So we see from here that the Shechur is not Chal yet. Because if the Shechur would be Chal, then the din would not be Lo Yitnu Lachamisa. So, in other words, the Rif is bothered by the same Kasha as Rashi and Taisvis, that according to the Chachamim that hold that Shechur is a Schuz. So why do we say lo yitnu la'achamisa? So Rashi answered, because it wasn't given miyad liyad. Tosfos suggests that maybe the Mishnah is going like Remeir. The Rif says, no, the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, and it was given miyad liyad, and even so, even though it's a schus for the Eved to go free, that schus only makes it that the Odin can't be chayzer. But the Chaloi Shechur does not take effect yet, and therefore if the Odin dies before the Shliach hands it to the hands of the Eved himself, lo yitnu la'achamisa. The Rashba and the Ran and a number of other Rishonim ask questions on the Rif because there are Gemaras, a number of Gemaras that are Mashma, that according to the Chachamim that hold that Cheirus, Shechur, is a Schus for the Eved. So then as soon as it gets into the hand of the Zoicha, into the hands of the Shliach, the Cheirus is Chal Mamish, Biyar HaShliach, and you don't have to wait till it gets to the hands of the Eved. However, the Lechem Mishnah and Hilchas Avodim, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says that most of these questions could be answered based on the words of the Rambam over there in Hilchas Avodim. And all we have to say is that the Rif holds like the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says over there, the same Yisoid, that if a person says, Tein Shtar Shechur Zela Avdi, the Rambam of course passing like the Chachamim, that it's a Schus, and therefore the Adin can't be Chayzer. But the Rambam says that the Chalois Shechur does not take effect until the Shliach actually handed the Shtar Shechur to the Eved. But says the Rambam that that is only when he says Tein Shtar Shechur Zeh La'avdi. But if he says Zechei Shtar Shechur Zeh La'avdi, he says Beferish that I allow you to be Zoichet for the Eved, then of course the Eved is Zoichet fully and the Shechur takes effect. And the Achrayim explain, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis explains the Shita Sarambam, that it's like a Tanai, that really there is koyach in the Zchus of the Shechur, that the Shliach could be Zoicha, the full Cheiris for the Eved. And therefore not just the Odin can't be Chayzer, but the Cheiris actually takes effect, and therefore there wouldn't be the din of Lo Yitnu La'achamisa. But when a person says tain, he is addressing the pu'ulas ha'nesina. He is showing that when I want you to give this to the Eved, I want that the nesina, tain shtar shechur zela avdi, the nesina should be significant. It's as if he puts a tnai, a stipulation, that I don't want the cheiris to be chal until it actually reaches the hand of the Eved. So yes, it's a schus, and therefore the shliach could be zoiche for the Eved. And if he's zoiched for the Eved, now the odin can't be chayzer. However, I'm making a tanai that I don't want the actual cheirus to be chal until it reaches the hand of the Eved. Eina chanami by zechei, it is chal fully, and the cheiros is chal right away. But by tain, that's when we say the limitation that it's not chal right away in the hands of the shliach. If that's the case, says the Lecha Mishnah, we could say that the Rif holds that way as well. And all the Gemaras that the Rishayim ask from that show that according to the Chachamim that it's a schus, Taka, the Eved becomes Meshuchar even before he gets the Shliach, gets the Shtar Shichar. That's all talking about when he told the Shliach Zechei. But it doesn't say there in those Gemaras that it applies even by Tain. By Tain, we will say that there's a Tanai, a stipulation that he doesn't want it to be Chal until it actually reaches the hand of the Eved, and that could be the Yishuv for the Rif. And Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi in Simin Samaches, he learns this way, Bedas Harif, and the emes is the tour in Yairidea, Simin Reish Samach Zayin, already says that it Ikka Lameimra, that we could say that the Rif holds like the Rambam. And if the Rif holds like the Rambam, that's going to answer all the questions, because those Gemaras are all talking about Zechei. But by Tain, then the Rif holds, and the Rambam as well, that even though Eina Yochel Achzer Boy, because it is a schus for the Eved to go free, still the Chaloy Shichur does not take effect right away. The only question that does remain is the question of the Rosh in Simen Yud Gimel, who asks, not from different Gemaras, but he asks Misvara, Techazara V'cheirus Dvarim Achadim Heim. L'chayra, the discussion of whether the Adin could be Chayzer, and the discussion of whether the Shichur actually takes effect, is one and the same. V'ha b'ha talya. It's totally on each other. In other words, the whole reason that the Chachamim hold in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph that Eina Yochel Achzerboy is because they hold that the Cheirus is a Schus, and therefore the Shliach is Zoicha, the Cheirus, for the Adon, for the Eved. And therefore, the Eved is Meshuchar. The Shechur is Chal. Because it's Chal already, therefore it's too late. Eina Yochel Achzerboy. Only according to Rameyer that it was a Chayiv, then we say the Cheirus is not Chal, and it's Yochel Achzerboy. But according to the Chachamim, the whole understanding why it's Eina Yochel Achzerboy is because the Cheirus is already Chal, because it's a Schus for the Eved to go free. So how could the Rif and the Rambam separate it, even by Tain, where the person means that I don't want it to be Chal until you actually give it over, because I want the Nesina to be a significant part of what causes this Chaloy's game. That's very nice, but if the Cheirus is not Chal for whatever reason, so then you should be able to be Chayzer. The only reason that you're not able to be Chayzer is because the Cheirus is Chal. The Chazar of a Cheirus, Dvarim Achadim Heim. So this is a very powerful Lamdash Shaila on the Rif, that how could you split the two things up? How could you say that the Cheirus is not Chal yet, it doesn't take effect, yet the Shliach was Zoicha for the Eved in this aspect, and now the Adin can't be Chayzer anymore. These things are dvarim achadim v'ha b'ha talya. And this requires us to say big chidushim b'das harif. The achrayim bring that there's a Torah from the Divrei Emes in Kuntres Yud Aleph that he answers b'das harif, ayin sham, and various achrayim on the sugya. But there is a teretz, a lamdash teretz, that a number of the gedolei Rosh Yeshiva say, and Reb Shimon Shkop and Simon Gimel, Reb Shlaima Hyman and Simon Zion go with this mahalach as well. And they say like this, that the explanation in the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is based on a Yisoy that we learn from a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Over there, the Gemara brings a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if someone is Mekadish in Isha, La'acher Lamid Yoim. In other words, he gives her a ring and he says, Harei Mekudesh Asli B'taba Azu, but not right away, La'acher Shloishim Yoim. So the Halacha is that the Kiddushin is Chal, La'acher Shloishim Yoim. Let's say, during those 30 days, the Mekadesh wants to be Chayzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yochel Achzer, but he could be Chayzer. Because since the Kiddushin did not take effect yet, Asi Dibur Umavatel Dibur. The Dibur of Kiddushin can be undone with the Dibur of Chazara. Asi Dibur Umavatel Dibur. Reish Lakish says that you can't be Chayzer, because Loi Asi Dibur Umavatel Maisa. What's the Pshat? Why is that called a Maisa? The Kiddushin is not Chal yet, so why is that different than any other dibur? Why do we say loyasi dibur umavatel maisa? So the achrayim explain, because the geder of a maisa that we say that a person can't be chayzer after you do that maisa is if the entire goyrim, the entire cause of the chalois was already done, even before the chalois kedushin takes effect, still there is a state where it's considered that there was a maisa gomer, that the mekadesh did everything that he has to do in order to create a chalois kedushin. When a person is Mekadesh a woman, what causes the Chalois Kedushin is the Maisa Kedushin with his Dibur, his Das. But if you're Mekadesh her La'achar Shloishim Yoim, so Reb Yochanan holds that part of what's causing that chalois is the passage of 30 days. You made a stipulation that the Kiddushin is only going to be after 30 days. So until those 30 days passed, the entire goyrem of the chalois Kiddushin is not complete. And therefore, asi dibur umavatal dibur. Reish Lakish argues and says, no, the passage of time is not considered part of the goyrem of the chalois. The goyrem of the chalois is the maisa kedushin with the dibur and the das kedushin. That's what causes kedushin to take effect. Just you had a stipulation that it's not going to take effect now. The zman that it will be chal is after 30 days. But that's not called that there's something lacking in your maisa. Your maisa is complete. You did everything you have to do. And now we're just waiting for the time of the kedushin to be chal. If that's the case, says Reish Lakish, if the maisa is already a maisa gamur, loy asi dibur mevatel maisa, and therefore you can't be chayzer. So Reb Shimon and Reb Shlaima Hyman and other Achrayim bring out that we see from that sugya a very important yesod. We see from Reish Lakish that even if something is not chal yet, it doesn't take effect, it doesn't mean that you could be chayzer. If it's considered a maisa gamur, if mitzilcha, you did everything to cause that chalois, then loy asi dibur mevatel maisa. And even though we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that yesod, that once a maisa gamur was done, we say loy asi dibur mevatel maisa, and you can't be chayzer. Just Rabbi Yochanan holds that in the case of Makadish la'achar shloishim yoim, part of the goyrim of the chalois is the passage of 30 days, and therefore until that point it remains a status of a dibur, and osi dibur mevatel dibur. But everybody agrees to the yesod we see in that sugya, that if you've done everything on your end, and it's considered a maisa gamur, even if the chalois did not take effect yet, loy osi dibur mevatel maisa. Therefore explain Reb Shimon and Reb Shlaima Hyman that that's the beer over here in the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. That when the person says zechei, so he's saying that I allow you to be zoicha everything on behalf of the eved, and therefore he's zoicha the chalois shichur mamish, and the shichur is chal even before it reaches the hand of the eved. However, when he says the word tain, as we just explained, he limited it. He said, I want the nesina to be significant, and therefore I don't want it to be chal until after there's a nesina. Yes, but everything up until the chalois Shichur Mamish, that I'm allowing you to be Zoicha, if it's Taka, it's Chus for the Eved to go free, so I'm allowing you to be Zoicha everything up until that Nekuda of the Chalai Shichur. In order to be Chal, I want it to be a Nesina. But everything else, in every other aspect, you could be Zoicha for the Eved. If that's the case, says Reb Shimon and Reb Shlaima Hyman, the Rif and the Rambam understand that when a person gives over the Shtar Shichur, Liyad HaShliach, and he's Zoicha it for the Eved, it becomes a maisa gamur, because you've done everything, you've allowed him to do everything in his capability to be zoicha liyada for the eved. Therefore, ein liyachal achseboy, not because the cheirus is chal, but because it's considered at this point a maisa gamur. It's just ma'akev that now I said that I want it to be a nesina. And when there's going to be a nesina, then it will actually take effect. But the Rosh's question was, chazara v'cheirus dvarim achademim. The whole reason that you can't be chayzer is because of the chalois shichur. And on that, we're saying that the Rif and the Rambam hold no. The reason you can't be chayzer is because there's a complete maisa, and it's considered a maisa even before the chalois shichur. Once you've done your part and you've allowed the shliach to be zoicha everything for the eved, then already it's considered a maisa gamur. The actual chalois shichur does not take effect because of the stipulation that you made. But even though the shichur doesn't take effect, still you already can't be chayzer because the maisa was complete. The Rosh that held that hachazara v'acherus dvarim achademim v'ha b'hatalya, he understands that only when it's la'achar shloishim yoim, then you could say that the maisa could be complete, but the shichur is not, the kiddushin in that case there is not chal, because we could say the maisa is complete and all we have to do is passively wait for the passage of time. That's where Reish Lakish says that it's considered a maisa gamur in such a case. But over here, where we still are mechusar in asina, so it can't be considered that the maisa was complete. The only way we could consider this a maisa is if the shichur is chal. And therefore he says, hachazar of hacherus dvarim achademein v'ha b'hatalya. But b'das harifa Rambam, the Achrayim are explaining that we could say, similar to Reish Lakish over there, even though it's not an issue of a passage of time, it's an issue of a maisa nesina. But since be'etzem cheiris is a schus, and he allowed this shliach to be zoicha in every way and form, the cheiris for the eved, except until the last madrega mamish of the chaloy shechur, therefore it turns out that even before the cheiris is actually chal, still the shliach was zoicha everything of this cheiris until the chaloy shechur for the eved, which means that therefore it's considered a maisa gamur, and if it's considered a maisa gamur, therefore the adoin is not allowed to be chayzer anymore because lo yasi dibur umavatal maisa. Lagabi the etzem din that it says in the Mishnah lo yitnu la'achar misa, Rashi explains that since the shichur is not chal until it reaches the hand of the shliach, at that point hamislei meshachrer, the meshachrer died upakalei rishusei, and his rishus already went off from the eved, and therefore the cheiris doesn't work. Rashi on Daf Tesa Mitbeis explains it a little clearer, that at that point, once the adon died, loy havi shechurei shechur, the nafkalei rishusei minei, because his rishus went off from the eved, v'chayel alei rishus yarshim, now the eved belongs to the yarshim, he doesn't even belong to this adon anymore. The Ktzois HaChoshen in Simikuf Peiches, Sivkotan Beis, asks on Rashi, why does Rashi have to say that the reason why lo yitnu la'achamisa is because he doesn't own the Eved anymore? The Eved is owned by the Yarshim. Why doesn't Rashi say that once the Adin dies, the Shlichus is batal? He's trying to make this Shichur Chal through a Shliach. Once he dies, then his Shlichus is batal. And the Ktzois HaChoshen says it would seem like from Rashi that Rashi holds that the Shlichus is not batal when the Mishaleach dies. He brings the Machloikis Rishayinim that we mentioned earlier on Daf Tes between the Rambam and the Tur. In the case when Nishtate HaMishaleach, if the Mishaleach loses his Das, he becomes a Shoita. The Tur says in Evan Ha'ezes and Mekuf Chav Aleph that the Shlichus is batal min HaTorah, because if there's no Das HaMishaleach, so you can't carry through the Shlichus. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Geirushin Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, holds that min HaTorah, the Shlichus is still intact. And as we explained back then in the name of the Ar Sameach, because once you gave over, appointed the Shliach as a Shliach, therefore what's important to us is the Das HaShliach. That's the main thing that's causing the Chalois, not the Das HaMishaleach. And if that's the case, says the Ktzois HaChoshen, Rashi holds like the Rambam, that once he made a minui shlichus, now it's all totally on the shliach's das. The fact that the mishaleach doesn't have das anymore, that's not going to affect us. That's not going to be a problem. Memela, Rashi holds, even if the mishaleach dies, we still won't say batel hashlichus, because once it was given over into the hands of the shliach, it all depends on the shliach. And therefore, it's not batel hashlichus, even if the mishaleach dies. Therefore, Rashi is wondering why taka does this shlichus not work? And Rashi explains that it has nothing to do with the chisaron in the shlichus, but it's because he doesn't own the eved anymore, because now the eved is inherited by the yarshim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Dibros Moshe in Ha'ara Lamed Beis is matmiya on the Ktzois HaChoshen. How could he say that Rashi holds that even la'achar misa, the shlichus is not batal? Rashi on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph Dibur Hamaschil Noisnoi says b'negeh to a case where the Baal appoints a shliach legareish es ishtoi, and then the Baal dies before the shliach gives the get, Rashi says ubatel shlichusoi. Rashi says beferish that there is a bitel hashlichus. And it sounds like even though there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Tur legabe nishtate hamishaleach, either Rashi holds like the Tur that if the mishaleach loses his das or his life, then the shlichus is batel min haTorah, or Rashi may hold that the whole machloikis, the whole discussion could be by nishtate hamishaleach. But when it's meis hamishaleach and he dies, he's not alive anymore, so then for sure the shlichus is batel. In either case, Rashi says clearly ubatel shlichusei de la'achar misa, there is a bitel shlichus. So it comes back the kasha of the Ktzois HaChoshen on Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and Rashi over here, why does Rashi have to say that la'achar misa sa'adoin, the shichur is not good because he doesn't own the eved anymore? It's chayel. Why doesn't Rashi say? Because it's batel hashlichus. And al derech hapshat, we could answer that kasha and say that Rashi is saying a more fundamental reason. Batel hashlichus is a reason that there's a chisaron in the Maisa HaShichur. You're trying to do it b'shlichus ha'adayin. The adayin is not around anymore, and therefore it's batel ha'shlichus. Rashi is saying a much more fundamental thing. There is nothing to be meshachrer. The adayin doesn't own him anymore. Now he is owned by someone else. He's owned by the children, by the yarshim. So therefore Rashi doesn't get involved in the batel ha'shlichus. Rashi says that it's pashut, because he doesn't own the eved anymore. If there is no kinyan in the eved, so of course there is no way that the shliach can now accomplish the shechur. If that's the reason that Rashi on Daf Tes and Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel does not say because of bittel hashlichus, so then the question comes back: why does Rashi on Daf Chav Ches say that by gerushin the reason why the get can't be delivered la'achar misas habal is because bittel shlichusai? Why doesn't Rashi say there as well because he doesn't own his wife anymore after misa? After Misa, there is no Ishus Bechlal, just like Rashi says, there is no Kinyan in the Eved, La'achar Misa, because it goes to the Yarshim. But for that, we can explain, based on the Yesod of the Beis Meir, in Evan Ha'ezer, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Beis, the Beis Meir says that the Yachas of Ishus that there is between a husband and a wife apply even La'achar Misa as well. And that's why La'achar Misa's Habal, if he has no children, she is Zekuka Li'ibum, Mikayach the Ishus, Mikayach the connection that he has to, that she has to the first husband, to the husband who died, because that Ishus remains enough to be Mechayev her to do Yibum to the brother. And the Achrayim discussed, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asvan de Oiraisa Klal Ches has a Chakira whether the Isser Yavama Lashuk, that she's not allowed to marry outside until she gets a chalitza from the Yavam, is that because of the Ishus Hameis, the Ishus that still remains to the deceased husband, or is it because of the Ishus HaYavam that now she has a new Yachas of Ishus to the Yavam because she's a Kuka Le'ivam? But that's ungenumen, that's assumed by all the G'dayle Achroinim, that there is a concept of an Ishus, even La'achar Misa. And the Beis Meir actually shows this Yisoid from Tosfos in our Sugya. Because Tosfos says, Lo yitnu la'achar misa. What's the chiddush that ain't get la'achar misa? We really know from a Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Beis that ain't get la'achar misa. And Tosfos says that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though the Megarish appointed a shliach, still loy chashiv liyos kemoisoi achar moisoi ki'ilu hu atzmoi kayam. We don't say that once you appointed a shliach, maybe then the shliach could be megarish even after the husband is dead, because shluchay shel adam kemaisai. The chiddush of our Mishnah is even in this case it's considered a get la'achar misa. And the Beis Meir is matmiya. What's the hava mina that you, because you appointed a shliach, the shliach could be megarish la'achar misa? There is nothing to be megarish la'achar misa. Once he dies, there is no ishus. So the Beis Meir says, you see from our Tosfos that there is a concept of ishus la'achar misa, and therefore there is something to be megarish. There's something to divorce her from, this connection of ishus that remains la'achar misa. And therefore, if there's a shliach, there's a hava mina here that shluchay shel adam kemaisai, that it would work, and therefore our Mishnah is mechadish that ain't get la'achar misa. But al kapanim, if the Beis Meir says that there is what to be megarish la'achar misa, that could be why Rashi on Daf Chav Ches does not say that his Rishus is Paka and now there's nothing to be Megarish. Only by Avdus we say that once the Adayin dies, he doesn't own anything in this Eved La'achar Misa. It goes to the Rishus HaYarshim. It's Paka Le Rishus Eminei. But by Gerishin, he can't say Paka Le Rishus Eminei, because Adarabba, there is still a Rishus, there is still a Yachas of Ishus that it's possible to divorce. So therefore Rashi has to say that the chisaron is in the Maisa HaGerishin because it's batel shlichusai, because there is no shlichus anymore, because taka, after the mishaleach dies, then you're not being a shliach on behalf of anyone. The mishaleach already died, and therefore it's not a good shlichus. The truth is that Rashi later on Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph says that why is there no get la'achar misa? Because la'achar shemeis mi megarsha. After he dies, who is divorcing her? And similarly, Rashi in Ksubas Dav Beis Amid Beis says that after Misa, man kam megarish la mehashta. Who is divorcing her from now? Ein hameisim megarshim. A meis cannot be megarish. So Rashi in both these places seems to say that the chisar in la'achar Misa is because there is no one to be megarish. And l'chayra, we could ask over there as well, why do we have to say that there's a chesaron in the Maisa HaGerushin, that there's nobody to be Megarish? L'chayra, there is no Ishus Bechlal. La'achar Misa, there's nothing to be Megarish. But we see from those Rashis, L'chayra, like the Yesoid of the Beis Meir, that Be'etzem, there is Ishus La'achar Misa, and therefore it is possible to be Megarish something, just Ein hamesim megarishim. A mace can't be megarish. And Rashi l'chayra means, like he says on Daf Chav Ches, that even in a case where you appoint a shliach, still the shlichus is batal. And since it's not a shliach for anyone that's alive, so the shlichus is batal and ein hamesim megarishim. But al kapanim, Rashi does not say that his rishus is paka and there is nothing to be megarish, because as the Beis Meir says and proves from the Tosfos in our sugya, that there is ishus la'achar misa. Only by the kinyan of avdus, where it's not an issue of ishus, it's an issue of a mammonistic kinyan that you have in the eved, there Rashi says that once the adon died, paka le rishus eminei, that his entire rishus comes off of the Eved, and the Rishus HaYarshim is chal on it, and therefore it can't be a Shichru La'achar Misa, because there is no Rishus of the Adin Bechlal on this Eved, and therefore there is nothing to be Meshachar. The Gemara says that when the Mishnah says in the Seifa, if a person says Tnumana Le'ish Plaini, and then he dies Yitnu La'achar Misa, that is referring to v'hu shetzvurin umunachin bekeren zavis, that the coins are piled up and resting in the keren zavis. And Reb Zvid explains that we're talking about a bari, a healthy person, and the kinyan is working through mamat shlashton. That Reuven tells Shimon, the money that I have in your hand, give it over to Levi. And then Reuven dies. Still, Shimon should give it to Levi, yitnu la'achar misa, because Levi was koined with mamat shlashton. If Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all together in the room when Reuven said that, then there's a kinyan of Maimat Shlashdan, and the Gemara says that if it has to be Vuhushet Tzvurin Umunachin, it must be that Reb Zvid holds that the kinyan of Maimat Shlashdan only works by a Pikadoin, when it's Tzvurin Umunachin, but not Bemilva. And the Gemara says Rav Papa argues on Reb Zvid because he holds that the din of Maimat Shlashdan is even by Milva, and therefore if the Mishnah would be discussing Maimat Shlashdan, it wouldn't have to be Tzvurin Umunachin Bekaren Zavis. The Gemara brings that Rava says that the din of Mamet Shlashton is more mistaber by Pikadoin and not by Milva, but for Ha'alekim, Aloshin Shavua, that Rav said the din of Mamet Shlashton even by Milva. The Gemara at the end of the Sugi discusses, V'tayma mai, how does Mamet Shlashton work? And the Gemara gives many suggestions until we finally come out on Yudalad Amid Aleph that it's Kehilchasa Beloy Taima. The Rabbanan made a takana, but the way it works is Kehilchasa Beloy Taima. Tosfos on Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMasel Kehilchasa, explains that of course there's a reason why the Chachamim were Masakin Maimat Shlashdan, Shalo Yitztarech L'Troyach V'Laseis Kinyanim, in order to facilitate business transactions and to make sure that they wouldn't have a constant need to make a Maisa Kinyan. So they said that Maimat Shlashdan should work. But how does it work? The mechanics of how such a Kinyan could work, that is Kehilchasa B'Loy Taimah. When the Gemara starts its discussion of a time of Mai, Rashi on Amid Beis explains that the whole discussion is why Bemilva is it kaina? Halesa be'ena delikniye, the money is not be'en. And the Pnei Yeshua, and the Ktzais HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Chavav, and again in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, are Madaik from Rashi, that the whole ensuing Shakla Vataria of what is the reason of Maimat Shlashtan, and the ultimate Maskona that it's Kehilchasa B'loy Taima, is only by Milva. But by Pikadoin, it's not Kehilchasa B'loy Taima. And the Ktzais HaChoshen explains that even though L'chaira, the mechanics are difficult to understand by a Pikadoin as well, just because I say to Shimon, give the money over to Levi, so that should make a Kinyan. But the Ktzais says that's not Kehilchasa B'loy Taima, because that's really like every Kinyan that the Rabbanan were Mesakin. The Rabbanan were Mesakin that a Kinyan Meshicha should work, even though Min HaTorah, a Meshicha has no validity. The Chachamim were Mesakin a Kinyan called Kinyan Agav, Kinyan Agav Karka. I could be, if I'm a Makna Karka, and the Koine makes a Kinyan on the Karka, I could be Makna something else, Agav the Karka. These are all Takonas Chachamim that have no Koyach min HaTorah. Yet the Chachamim made a Takona that it should work, and once the Chachamim are Mesakin that it works, so halachically that works. So the same thing, Maimit Shlashdan by a Pikadoin, even though Midairaisa we don't understand how it works, but if the Rabbanan made the Takona, that's okay, that's not Kehilchasa B'loy Taima. Specifically by a milve, Rashi holds, that's Kehilchasa B'loy Taima. The Lashon of the Ktzais in Kuf Chavav is that since the money is Eina B'shusay, that's Kehilchasa B'loy Taima. And the Lashon of the Ktzais and Simen Reish Nun Gimel is, by a milve, ein kinyan nitfas b'halva. A kinyan can't be typhus, a halva. A halva is an intangible thing. That right to collect the money is an intangible thing, and therefore, a kinyan can't be nitfas on such a halva. And it seems that both Svaras are true. What the Ktzai says in Kuf Chavav and what he says in Reish Nun Gimel. By a milveh, if we're going to look at the money itself is not Bishusai of the Malva. By a Pikadain, it's not that way. If I give a person a Pikadain, when the Shomer is holding on to it for me, it's Bishus Baile Maimedes. He's holding on to that specific item. But by a milveh, that's Lahitzah, you know, he could spend the money and there's no specific coins that he has to return to me. So the money is enoi b'shusai of the malva. If we don't look at the money, we look at the right, the schus gvia that I have to collect, that's an intangible zach. That's why the Ktzai says that ein kinyan nitvas b'halva, the right to collect is not a tangible thing that you could say that a kinyan is nitvas on it. Al kapanim, for those two reasons, because the money is not b'shusai, and because the schus to collect is not tangible, that's why a milva is a kehilchasa b'loi taima. That it's just that I said that I'm going to give it, that you should give it to the third person. The fact that that works, even though the money is not b'shusi, and the schus is not a tangible thing, that's why it's kehilchasa b'loi taima. But by pikadon, Rashi holds that that's like any takonas kinyan, any takonas chachamim that a maisa kinyan works, and therefore that's not kehilchasa b'loi taima. A number of yishayinim argue on this, however, even if that is a good diak in Rashi, but Tosfos on daf yud aleph amid beis on the very bottom, Dibur Amasl Kol HaOmer, says clearly that even by pikadon, the din of maimed shloshtan is kehilchasa b'loi taima. And the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, is Mavur that way as well, and that's what it seems from the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. From Tosfos, the Rashbam and the Rambam, it's Mavur that even by Pikadon, it's Kehilchas Abolai Taima. And it seems that the Shita of these Rishonim is that even though we find that Chachamim make a takana that a kinyan could work, like Mashicha and Agav, that's only when a Maisa kinyan was performed. The person did a Mashicha, or the person did a Maisa kinyan on the Karka, and that works on the Metaltal in Agav Karka. But when there is no Maisa kinyan at all, it's just a Dibur Ba'alma, that I tell Shimon, go give something to Levi. And to say that that kinyan takes effect before he even gives it to Levi, because we were all three in the room in the Maimed Shlashtan, that is a Hilchasa B'loi Taima. What the Ktzais and the Pnei Yeshua explain is that Rashi holds that anything that the Rabbana were Masakin could work, as long as it's a Pikadin, as long as it's Bishusi, and there's something tangible for the Kinyan to be Chalon. Only by a Milva do we say it's Kehilchasa B'loi Taima. But Tosfos and the Rashbam and the Rambam seem to hold that even by Pikadin, since there is no Maisa Kinyan that's being performed, therefore it's Kehilchasa B'loi Taima. Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil, Tenu Mane, discusses the possibility that maybe the Reisha of the Mishnah by Get is discussing Maimed Shloshtan as well, that Reuven tells Shimon, give this Get to my wife, and the wife is standing there, so it's Maimed Shloshtan, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be that even though there is such a Kinyan of Maimed Shloshtan, and Be'etzem it should work, even by Get, still it does not work, the Loi Takun Maimed Shloshtan Bishtar Ela B'mamon. The Takana of Maimed Shloshtan that the Chachamim made was only by Mamon, Tenu Mana L'Ploini, but not by a Shtar like by a Get. The maskana of Tosfos is that the reisha of the Mishnah by Get is taka not referring to Maimed Shloshtan, but al kapanam we see from Tosfos that it would be possible to do a gerushin with the kinyan of Maimed Shloshtan, if not for the fact that we would say that there is no takana of Maimed Shloshtan by shtar, only by mamon. In the Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, that's a tshuva that Reb Shloime Eger wrote to his father, Reb Akiva Eger. And there Reb Shloime Eger asks a number of Yesoidis the Kekashas on many sugyas and shas. And there Reb Shloime Eger in Ois Vav, in that tshuva, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, asks his father on our Tosfos, what's the pshat that Tosfos understands that Maimed Shloshtan would work to perform a gerushin, if not for the fact that they didn't make a takana by shtar, then Be'etzem, the mechanics of Maimed Shloshtan would work by gerushin. Maimed Shloshtan is a kinyan derabanan. Even if we say the kinyan works kehilchasa b'loi taima, but it only works midrabanan. It's not a kinyan deiraisa. So how could that work by gerushin? Bishlama by money, if the chachamim say that this money is yours, so fine, the chacham can make things about money, can make takanas when it comes to money, hefker bezdin hefker. But when it comes to a gerushin, how could this woman be megureshes, this eshes ish midairaisa? How can we say now that she's mutter to marry someone else? And if the husband dies like he did in our Mishnah, we'll say that this lady is mutter to marry someone else without chalitza and yibum. L'chayram and atayra, this woman is an eshes ish. How could this kinyan derabanan help l'gabe gerushin in the first place? Says Reb Shlaima Eger, it seems that our Tosis in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel holds of the aside of Kinyan de Rabbanon Mahani L'Doiraisa, that even when it comes to ramifications mid-Doiraisa, a Kinyan de Rabbanon helps, and it's a big machlokes Rishonim whether Kinyan de Rabbanon Mahani L'Doiraisa, and if it does work L'Doiraisa, says Reb Shlaima Eger, the Hesber is because Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and therefore once Hefker Bezdin allows this get to be considered hers, therefore, the Gerushin would work as if he gave the get to her. And Mimela, even though the Nafkaminas, the ramifications of this are Lagabi Da'iraisa, still Tosfos holds Kinyan Darabon and Mahani Da'iraisa. The aside of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, after all, is learnt out from Sukkim and the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Vavam and Beis, and therefore the Kinyan Darabon would be Mahani Da'iraisa. That would be a raya from our Tosfos to this aside. It's interesting that the source in Rishonim, the Shitas HaRishonim that holds Kinyan Derabanan Loi Mahani L'Doraisa, is also Negea to Ma'amad Shlashton. The Achrayinim bring that the Beis Yosef in Simen Chav Ches brings in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Talmud of the Rosh, that if a person is Mekadesh a woman, and instead of handing over the ring to her, he has the ring by someone else, and he says, give this ring to the lady, and then, for some reason, the ring never gets given to the woman, but it was b'maimet shlashton, and therefore, it would be a good kiddushin with the kinyan of maimet shlashton. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says she's only mekudeshes midrabanon. The kiddushin doesn't work, d'oraisa. It's only mekudeshes midrabanon. Why? L'chayr, once there's a kinyan d'rabanon of maimet shlashton, it should help even legami ramifications d'oraisa. So we see that Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds kinyan d'rabanon loy mahani l'dairaisa. Al kapanim from our Tosfos, it would be mavur that a kinyan d'rabanon does help for d'rabanon. Because according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a woman who was mekudeshes min atayra, a gerushin would not be able to be accomplished with maimet shlashton. Because that would only be a gerushin midrabanon, and it wouldn't help to be matir her on a d'rabanon level. And therefore, if Tosfos holds that the mechanics of Maimet Shlashton Be'etzem would work, Lagabe Gerushin, you see that Tosfos holds Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani D'oraisa. And we should add another important yesod. There's a machlokes Rishonim Lagabe Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Does Bezdin have a kayach only to be mafker, to say that something doesn't belong to the person who it really belonged to? Or do they also have a kayach lahaknois to someone else, to say that it shouldn't belong to Reuven, rather it should be considered belonging to Shimon? Rabbeinu Yoina and Bava Basra daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, and again on Nun Hey Amid Aleph, and again on daf Kuf Amid Aleph, in three places in Bava Basra, Rabbeinu Yoina says clearly that Bezdin only have a kayach to be mafkir, hefker Bezdin hefker, to say that it doesn't belong to anyone, but to actually say that that something that we think belongs to Reuven, they should be able to take it out of Reuven's rishus and say that it's considered Shimon's, that Bezdin does not have a kayach to do. However, the Rashba later on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis says that Bezdin have a koyach bein lahafkir bein lahaknois, that to be mafkir from Reuven's rishus and to be makne to Shimon's rishus. And the Rashba says, because the Gemara learns it out from two psukim, the din of hefker Bezdin hefker, yocharam kol rechushai, which would be mashma that they have a koyach to take it out of someone's rishus. But the second pasuk that the Gemara brings is eila hanecholay sasher nichalu elazar hakayin v'yeshua ben Nun. Says the Rashba from the second pasuk, we see that the koyach of Bezdin is not limited just to be mafkir something, but it's even to be manchil to someone else, to be makne to someone else. Al kapanim, it would be mavur according to Rabbi Shlaima Eger that our Tosfos holds that Kinyan derabanan mahani l'doraisa because of hefker Bezdin hefker, and that would be good enough to be poyel a gerushin over here. It would be mavur that Tosfos holds like the Rashba and not like Rabbeinu Yoina, that the hefker Bezdin works not just to make it nobody's, but to be makna this get to the lady, and to say that even though the lady didn't really receive the get, but with the mechanics of maimet shlashton, it's considered by her. So if that's working with the yisoid of hefker Bezdin hefker, we see that Tosfos holds that the koyach of hefker Bezdin is not just to take the get out of the rishus of the Baal, but also to be makanet to the lady, and therefore it would be a good gerushin if there would be a takana of maimet shlashton baget. In the case of maimet shlashton baget, Tosfos adds four important words, va'ayri sheha isha roitza bekach, and we'd be talking about a case where the woman wants to get divorced. And l'chayr, that's a pella we know throughout Masechta Gittin, that a man could divorce a woman midairaisa, even baal karcha, even against her will. So why would Tosfos say va'ayri sheha isha roitza bekach? But the answer is that when a person gives a get mamish to the woman v'nasan biyada, then the din is she's divorced even without her das, even without wanting the gerushin. However, if the way the get is working is with a kinyan, bedarkei hakinyanim, like ma'amid shloshtan, then for sure you would need the das of the woman, not because of the chalois gerishin, but because of the chalois kinyan. Because of the kinyan on the get, she would only be kainet if she is reitze bekach. And this yesoid is said by the Torah's Gittin in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Sivkotan Tes Vav, and also by Rab Chaim Brisker in the Chidushei Hagrach later on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Torah's Gittin and Rab Chaim are discussing the Shita of Rashi later on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, that Rashi says that a lady could be divorced through Kinyan Agav. If a husband is makne the get to his wife through the Kinyan of Agav Karka, even though he never actually places the get in her hand, but that would be a good gerishin. Other Rishonim argue on Rashi, the Ran later on Daf Ayin Zayin, on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis in the Daf Yarif, says that that's not called Venosan Biyada. If you're makne to her but you didn't give it in her hands, that's not a good gerishin. But Rashi holds the etzem fact that you're makne, you transfer the ownership of the get, and now you put it under her jurisdiction, under her shlita, that is another oifen, another way of a nesina biyada, even though it's not a physical nesina biyada, that's good enough to accomplish the gerishin. That's shitas Rashi later on Daf Ayin Zayin. But the Teres Gittin and Reb Chaim say that if the gerishin is not being done with a simple venosan biyada, it's being done with a darkei hakinyan, like kinyan agav, then for sure you need her das. Not because of the das hagerishin. You could be megarish a woman without her das, but you need her das for the kinyan. The only way a kinyan works is if the koine has in mind to be koinet. So if you want to do the get, the gerishin, through kinyan agav, you need her das because of the kinyan. And therefore, we'll say the same thing here in our Taisvis. Taisvis seems to hold like Rashi, that even if you don't give the get in her hand, but if you're makne to her with this kinyan of ma'amid shloshtan, which as we said is a kinyan derabanan, Taisvis holds kinyan derabanan mahani l'day raisa, and Hefker Bezdin works not just to take the get out of his rishus, but to make it considered hers mamish, like the Rashba later on Daf Lamed Vav. So the kinyan is working here. If there is a din of ma'amid shloshtan by get, then it would be able to accomplish gerishin. But that is only if Irisha isha roitza bekach, not because you need her das for the gerishin, but because you need her das for the kinyan. When a person gives a get mamish in her hand, v'nosan biyada, how taka does it work without her das? You're right, gerishin doesn't need her das, but teipuk lei that you should need her das because of the kinyan. She's not koine the get if she doesn't have das. So on that, the Ktzois HaChoshen says in two places, in Simen Reish Sifkatan Hei, and again in his Sefer Avnei Miluim, Simen Kuf Lamites Sifkatan Yud Gimel, the Ktzois says a big yisoid, that when you do v'nosan biyada and you give the get to her hand, the gerishin is chal, even though she's not koine the get. Ein echanami, there is no kinyan done on the get. If you don't have a das, so there can't be a kinyan done without das. But you don't need the kinyan for a gerishin. All you need is v'nosan biyada, and once you do that, that accomplishes gerishin. So as we're saying, if you're doing it with a kinyan, without a nesina, a physical nesina, then for sure you need das. You need das to be kind of the get. But if you're doing v'nosan biyada, then it could work ba'al karcha, because you don't need a kinyan at all. Reb Shimon Shkop and Simon Hay says a little differently, that really, of course, you do need her to be kind of the get. V'nosan biyada means that she is kind of the get. But here, by gerishin, there's a special gzer that even though kinyanim of other matters do need the das of the kaina, here the Torah says v'nosan biyada will make her be kaina the get even without her das. And he says that that's pshat in the Yushalmi in Perak Vav Halacha Aleph says taman over there by gerishin ha'toyra zichsalah, the Torah was mezakeh her the get. It's mashma that she is kaina the get, but with a special gzeras hakasuv that you don't need her das. And I'll be mitzayin to you the lashon of Rashi later on Daf Ayin Chesamid Beis Dibur Hamas, which sounds like Reb Shimon. Rashi says, "Ba'al karcha kenuyala." The get is kenuya to her ba'al karcha. It sounds al derech Reb Shimon, and not like the Ktzois. Not that a gerishin does not need for her to be kind of the get. It does need for her to be kind of the get, but there's a special gzeres hakosav that you don't need her das. Al kaponim, this is all when there's an asina miyad liyad, a real v'nosan biyada. But in our case of ma'imad shloshtan by a get, or in the case of Rashi and Daf Ayin Zayin, that you're being makna to the get to her with kinyan agav, and you're not placing the get physically in her hand, there the achrayim explain that surely you need her das, not for the das hagerishin, but for the das in order for her to be kaina it. And that's why Taisis over here says that if ma'amid shloshtan would work beget, it has to be talking about shehaisha roitza bekach.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.